Tefillah for Life, Shir 170, Erev Shabbos, Kodesh, Parshas Truma. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shetargileinu B'Seiros Secha, V'Dabekeinu B'Mitzvah Secha, and then we continue and we say, V'Al Tevienu Loi Lidei Chet, V'Loi Lidei Averav Avon. Don't bring me to Averis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, protect me that I should not fall into a Nisayon. I should not Chas V'Shalom do an Avera. And this bracha is teaching us a very important concept, how to approach the day when it comes to mitzvahs and averus. Because especially in today's society, we are faced with nisyonos in every step of our life. The street is full of filth, the street is full of nisyonos. How does a person overcome these nisyonos? How does a person fight off the Yetzirah? This bracha is teaching us the secret. We first ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shetargileinu B'Seiros Secha, we should have a connection to Torah, we should have a comfortability in Torah, like we explained. Then that leads us to V'Dabekeinu B'Mitzvah Secha. That gives us an emotional connection when we fulfill a mitzvah. The next natural step will be V'Al Tevienu L'Ledechet. Because the reason why a person falls into a nisayon is because he doesn't feel that connection, that sense of satisfaction in ruchnius. And therefore he looks for other avenues, chas v'shalom, and he falls into terrible averus. If a person wants to avoid averus, the way to do it is, shetagileinu b'sayros echa, v'dabikeinu b'mitzvah secha. When a person has a connection to Torah and to mitzvahs, when he works on his positive relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that overcomes all of the negative. The way to overcome nisyonos, the way to fight the Yetzirah, is not just to work in the negative. Is not just to work on overpowering the Yetzirah. The first step is to work on the positive. To put emphasis in connecting to Torah and mitzvahs. When a person has a regilus in Torah, when a person has a devekus in mitzvahs, the next natural step is that he's not busy with averus. Averus come when a person is bored, when a person doesn't feel that sense of satisfaction, that sense of fulfillment. And therefore he has to look elsewhere. So we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this specific order. Number one, the Ribbono Shel Olam should give us comfortability in Torah, which includes any connection to Torah, like we explained. Monetary support, physical support, emotional support. All of this is included in Shetargileinu B'Seiros Secha. The next step is a connection to mitzvahs, appreciating fulfilling a mitzvah. And when a person reaches that, when a person strengthens his positive connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, automatically the negative improves also. And he doesn't fall into the various nisyonos that plague the street. It's not about fighting the nisyonos. It's about enhancing your relationship with Hashem. When you have a strong positive relationship, it is much easier to overcome the negative. When you have a connection to Torah and to mitzvahs, you will not fall into averus.